When considering applicants for the annual Omaha Under the Radar Festival, the team looks at several factors.
We do give preference to Nebraska artists and people close regionally. And we tend to have 50-50 national artists, not from around here, and 50% in the area. And then we go on and judge them according to different artistic merits. And we're just also looking for original, interesting acts.
That's Stacy Barelos, the organization's education director. After sifting through the applications, they choose 20 to 30 of the applicants to participate in Omaha Under the Radar. The 2022 artists reflect the team's efforts to bring in acts from out of the state, and they've even gone beyond that this year as well.
We don't usually invite international artists just because of the complexity of bringing international artists, but this year we do have a composer from Canada, and we have two different artists from Mexico.
Of the 30 artists participating this year, Barelo says they also range from college students to people in their 50s, and the musical influences of those performers include a little bit of everything. Since it was founded by the organization's director, Amanda DeBoer Bartlett, 9 years ago, they've seen changes in everything from musical styles to the venues hosting the events. Barelo says they've always partnered with Kaneko, but other than that, the venues change from year to year.
You know, it just depends. We kind of ask around and see what might work best. We like to have a variety of sort of bigger venues like Kaneko and the Slowdown, and then smaller venues because some of the acts are very small and would work better in a small space.
Not only are the performances held in several venues around the metro, but they're also scheduled at different times throughout the day. This week, the festival will kick off on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Jewel, and then it will pick up again Thursday at noon. By scheduling events at different times during the day, Barelos and her team have tried to make the festival more inclusive for everyone, and that's not the only way they've worked for accessibility in the festival.
There are lots of free events, and we're happy to work with anyone that might have special needs or certain accommodations to see a show. So please just reach out to us and we'll help you listen to whatever you want.
The festival is full of choices for every person involved, and at the end of the day, Barelo says she hopes the flexibility of the event helps to bring the community closer together.
It's such a great community building experience and brings Omaha residents with people all over. And also, it's just a very unique experience for Omaha. I specialize in experimental music, but usually I have to leave Omaha to get my fix with it. But I guess it's sort of like experimental music Christmas for us.
To find more details on dates and showtimes, you can visit omahaundertheradar.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.